successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson, with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp knot, make it whine, he'd say. You can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when daddy let me drive.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew. All right, so we're talking about this YouTube video a little bit when it comes to the V12 Mercury Verado that Barry just was drooling over at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show.
I was just amazed at how big the thing was.
Well,
I
mean, bigger is better.
It almost didn't look real because it's so big.
Well, it's massive. But, and you know, it had a lot of benefits.
Think how fast Surprise would be.
That's true.
Oh, my God, Surprise. Surprise would be standing on its end.
It'd be like you're popping a wheelie the whole time
I'll go to space.
Yeah. But you know, the benefit of that V12 was that it was super quiet, gets up on plane. The decibel level of the engine itself, they said when it gets up on plane, not much louder than the wind from a sailboat, which is crazy.
They're four strokes. Have you ever been, my engine's a older two stroke and I love it because it's so easy to work on.
Yeah.
But the four strokes, when you hear them at the dock and they start them up, you almost don't hear anything.
Right.
And I've seen people where they thought the engine was still off. They go to crank it again. And then, of course, you hear the starter and the flywheel talk to each other in a nasty voice.
Well, I haven't heard that. Well, we didn't try to start it, but I will tell you this. That has happened to us a few times. Like when we pull up to a dock with my dad's boat, he's got the triple Yamaha 350s, and they are almost silent when they're running at idle. We've gone to lunch and then walked back out. The boat's still running.
Well, there you go.
To shut the engines down, walk away, go have lunch, come back. It's still sitting there idling.
So is that V12, though, that Mercury Verado? That's a four-stroke?
Yeah, they're all four-strokes now.
So
all
what's the 12 part?
It has 12 cylinders.
Okay.
Like a Ferrari engine.
Right.
Or the old Jaguars had V12s in
them. And more is better overall. I guess because each cylinder doesn't have to run as fast. Maybe I don't know. Maybe
you have more torque.
Yeah,
but you, way more because torque, you also have more movement of parts. So you have more. There was a term for it. I forgot what it was.
More movement, more problems. No, I don't know.
Well, no, just has to do with the number of parts that are the pistons moving up and down, the crank going round and round.
Well. They're sharing the workload a little bit, so they don't have to work quite as hard overall, which makes it quieter maybe too, in the big scheme of things, maybe just a tad.
Well, they're quieter because of the way four stroke engines are. They're just the exhaust when it goes through the engine and out, it's not as loud as a two stroke.
Right, but just to get up on plane, they said the torque efficient of that motor just. Phenomenal. Well, that's all in this video, by the way, that I saw. Now, I will once again say it looked a lot like AI-driven on this production, which, and Barry, you looked it up. Who put this video out that we saw? I mean, it was some guys that just
called Boatheads, if you want to look it up on YouTube, Boatheads. And they talk about outboard different outboard motors. So they're not after Mercury necessarily. They're looking at all the different outboard motors.
Right.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Well, and you got to take all this stuff with a little bit of grain of salt. I'm not saying everything they said in there was not perfectly accurate. But, you know, when you get a video like that and you see it was AI driven, it's very interesting. I mean, they did talk a lot of the benefits of the technology when it came out. And they were just pretty much given a historic timeline of how this motor has come to market, and it wasn't smooth sailing, out of the box, And so when I saw it, I was like, okay, who put this out and what was the purpose, just making everybody aware, or was there an agenda? Was this a competitive, who knows? You got to take all this stuff when you look at it online a little bit. and you know, take that into account. But I mean, as far as we know, it seems, you know, like a fair assessment, I guess. You think, Barry?
Manufacturers have a tendency to hide problems when they crop up. I think GM with their 6.2 liter engines, mm-hmm. I think that's the size. Yeah. They're having a big problem with oil and engines detonating with very few thousand miles on them, just blowing up, and
that's
people are really
yeah.
pissed off.
Yeah.
And they can't get replacements because they can't make them fast enough.
Right.
Exactly.
So,
that speaks to the complexity that we're seeing. See, it's not just electronics. It's also the valve trains. So, you know, the issue with the GM product is the variable valve timing, that the variable valve cylinder shutdown for fuel efficiency.
Right.
So what it does is it deletes cylinders by making the lifters stop the valve from seating. So that's how they shut the cylinder down.
Okay.
And that's the failure point that they're seeing in engines like that. Now, on the mechanical side, on outboard motors, I mean, there have been things with various motors with flywheel problems and others perennially through the years. Every time there's a new product line like this, you know, there's teething problems.
Sure.
But basically, they're bulletproof engines, and you know, they're robustly built. That two-speed transmission, to me, is a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
That's something the marine industry's needed for a long time.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, once again, if it does what they said it was going to do, phenomenal. Entry into the market. They just had some growing pains initially, you know, and hopefully they've worked out those bugs and we can go from there. But once again, it's one of those things. If you become an early adopter, you always got to take this stuff, you know, with your eyes wide open. If you want to take on some new technology like that, as appealing as it may sound, you know, I've been taught this over the years, just with cars and anything, you know, computers, operating systems. Yeah. You wait for the first wave, the first major upgrade to get through, and then see how it operates in the real world. And then jump on board or get one of those things.
I could have sworn I saw you at the Apple store when the Apple 17, iPhone 17 came out.
It's on
Were
my
you
list.
Out there with the rest of the young guys just waiting for their new phone?
Well, you know, when it comes to an iPhone, I mean, that's a pretty good example. But, when they come out with a new phone, I'm not shy to be an early adopter in those regards, as long as it's not like a total redesign. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, that's the difference. When you look at the V12 Mercury outboard that they put out, I mean, that was totally new technology. We'd never seen anything like it before. It wasn't like going from an iPhone 16 to a 17. I mean, unless they were totally changing the whole, you know, framework of the phone, or going from a regular phone to a flip phone or a folding phone or something like that. I think it's a little different, Barry.
Yeah,
so I can be an early adopter there.
The folding phones were a disaster. I know someone that had purchased one because he had the money to do that.
Well, they don't have them for Apple yet.
I think they had to replace the screen two times at least.
Well, they're working on one, supposedly, but it won't be for the 18.
No, they won't work.
And I won't be an early adopter on that one when they do, just for the record. All right. More coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.